This is Inside Track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. It's Sunday night. We're down at Quincy Raceways. We're with tonight's IMCA Stock Car feature winner. Third feature win this season at Quincy Raceways. First time we've got to catch up with him, Abe Holsom, Carthage. Abe, finally you win one and I'm here.
Yeah, Dave, I've been catching you on and off at the racetrack, but unfortunately I haven't been able to pick up a win the same time you've been here. And tonight we actually pulled one off, and you know, it was a great race. You know, unfortunately, I guess the track slickened off, and it was kind of on the bottom was where the traction was, where the cars were. You know, I got out front real quick and just held my line, and you know, finished the race that way. And we had a couple of cautions that kind of, you know, I thought maybe you know, a couple guys might make a move, but car was hooked up and we just went.
Nobody was quite rolling around the tires as well as you. You were getting down there, being smooth, really smooth, just rolling around that bottom. And it's an age-old story, just taking it easy to go fast.
It is, and you know, the more I got into the stock car racing, the more I realized, you know, you had to drive the car, you know, straight and keep it underneath of you, and then wait, you know, for the car to come around before, you know, you pick up the throttle and you know, come down to straightaway. And that's something that we've always worked on, you know, especially, you know, when we came out of the hobby stock ranks, where, you know, I didn't necessarily spend as much time and effort as I do as a stock car. And you have to on these stock cars because they're so unbelievably close each and every week. And the guys, you know, that are getting started in the game, they're fast right off the bat, you know, and they're getting good. And that just makes us all that much better racers. And, you know, when we travel, you know, to different series and whatnot up into Iowa, you know, it makes you feel good. It makes these guys feel good down here that they know that they can run with a guy like me. And, you know, say Jeff Mueller, Matt Griner, and all them guys, you know, that we race with on a weekly basis up at Donaldson and Burlington, you know, we go and travel and we run competitively with them guys. Them guys, you know, run competitively with us down here. You know, it makes it think like we're making progress and everybody's moving a step forward. So, you know, and like everyone, you know, we can't do it without our sponsors. You know, we got Holst Farm out of Carthage, Harriman Racing Engines. I can't say enough about Jeff. You know, he's a heck of a guy. We had some motor troubles earlier this year, but it wasn't nothing, you know, he did or nothing. Just bad luck. Utterhill Dairy, Central Iron and Metals out of Hamilton, Overtime Makers, Bus Ag Service. Let's see here, Ag Supply Services out of Quincy. Lake Hill Winery and Banquet Hall, that's a new facility in Carthage. It's a heck of a nice place, actually, and they have all kinds of different events. Look them up on Facebook or online, lakehillwinery.com. And you can get dueling pianos, comedy night. They just have it all there. And they usually have something every weekend. It's a great place to go. It's a really nice facility. Just built it brand new this year. And they got all their own wines that they make. And let me tell you, Dave, it's good stuff.
Sounds like a good place.
It is a good place.
Who did you have to help you tonight as far as pit crew?
Oh, I couldn't do it without these guys. You know, week in, week out, these guys are here pushing me. And it's made it a lot more fun this year. You know, we had fun years past, you know, but with, you know, three guys coming, you know, Jeff Harriman, like I said, he builds the racing engines. You know, when I come to the racetrack, I leave him to the motor work, you know. And tonight in the heat race, we had a little bit of a miss, and he chased that down for us and, you know, got it going for the feature where, you know, we fixed it up. Dustin Getz, a.k.a. Duck, you know, we always working on the tires and suspension and stuff like that, trying to figure out how we can make the car a little bit better. And, you know, BJ's, he's just an all-around do-it guy, you know what I mean? So. He's checking tires, flipping them, checking nuts and bolts, you know, everything that goes along with the maintenance of a race car.
Good to have people like that doing a good job on all the different things on the car so you can concentrate on your job.
It is. You know, when I come back from a heat race and, you know, it wasn't a very good performance or the car wasn't working right, quite right, they can get to the stuff that needs to be done before the feature, and that leaves me time to think about what I want to do, you know, to try to make the car a little bit faster. And without them guys doing that, it'd be a lot harder for me to do it.
Three feature wins now, four top fives. You had a good point night.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to run for points this year, Dave. As much as I wanted to, we kind of planned on it this winter. But graduation parties came up, weddings, vacations. You know how it goes, life.
Well, one thing's for sure, they know you're here when you're here.
Yep, that's that's one of the things we like to do.
Abe, thanks for talking with us on the Inside Track, and congratulations on the stock car feature win tonight at Quincy Raceways.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Thank you.